And what I did say to Jonathan, it would be a 2-year project. I know from previous experiences, you can't, it's no good saying tomorrow, it's got to be with the end date of February this year, because it was the anniversary of 21 years of the group. I thought it was a good finish point. It's going to be the 7 centuries. Round the edge is going to have a frame of leaves, which can be knitty, so whatever you like, leaves. I don't mind what sort they are, because in the end you can't actually have that many constraints. If people are willing to knit a leaf or two, that's fine by me. Around the edge we'll have leaves. It'll be the 3 sections, what I termed the sky, the land, and the information part at the bottom, because I was a teacher for so long, that really interested me, the fact you could actually have something put in an education room that could be used for the people who were talking to the children. So we went to the group and we said, please make leaves, and please knit, make whatever you like, people who are unclothed, known as the naked people. But they then used a bit of initiative and went, and some of them would find a pattern to knit a leaf or a pattern to knit a body. Or, and I said to them, just have a go. You know, knitting's easy. If you can knit, you can knit 2 legs, a body and arms, as long as it's roughly in proportion. So we end up with lots of bodies. So there's work, something that anybody, everybody could do around the edge frame of the leaves, the trees, the people. But then it came to the specific areas and the top background, what I termed sky, for you've got to give it some sort of idea, that I decided would be based on the ceilings, various ceilings in the house. There were 4 different designs. So that was the basic idea. Then we had all these naked bodies and they were to be dressed according to my instructions for each century, with images of the clothes to set the scene for the 7 different centuries. What came back, because they'd bring them along and I would stand up and say, who's brought something back? Well, but is it good enough? Always, is it good enough? I thought, come on, yes it is. And if it isn't, we'll just disguise it. And then they would bring out these totally brilliantly amazing dressed people. The care and the thought behind some of them really amazing. So that was the people bit. The house was then divided into 10 sections, which were all equal, and the main tower in the middle. And so I did come up here several times to work out what colour the bricks were or the stones were, and it changed with the light. I took photographs, obviously, pictures from the internet, and this had to fit in the space it needed to, so you could see it, and it had to be able to be constructed. And what I then had to do was work out the stitch for people to use and give them, I did small samples, and so there were 10 kits made. So that was the house, so that was went away and came back in bits and pieces. Then we had the portraits across the top, because I thought it was important. And because part of the thinking initially was, you've got the people who live in a house, in terms of the people who own it, a house like this, which is supported by an incredible number of servants,